The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 22, The Orbits of the Planets. In this chapter, the orbits of the planets are described. According to the movements of the moon and other planets, all inhabitants of the universe are prone to auspicious and inauspicious situations. This is referred to as the influence of the stars. The sun god, who controls the affairs of the entire universe, especially in regard to heat, light, seasonal changes, and so on, is considered an expansion of Narayan. He represents the three Vedas, Rig, Yajur, and Sama, and therefore he is known as Triyama, the form of Nord Narayan. Sometimes the sun god is also called Surya Narayan. The sun god has expanded himself in 12 divisions, and thus he controls the six seasonal changes and causes winter, summer, rain, and so on. Yogis and karmis follow the Varnashram institution who practice Hatha and Astanga Yoga, or who perform Agnihotra sacrifices, worship Surya Narayan for their own benefit. The demigod Surya is always in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, residing in outer space, which is in the middle of the universe, between Bhur Loka and Bhuvar Loka. The sun rotates through the time circle of the zodiac, representing the 12 Rasis, or signs, and assumes different names according to the sign he's in. For the moon, every month is divided into two fortnights. Similarly, according to solar calculations, a month is equal to the time the sun spends in one constellation, 2 months constitute one season, and there are 12 months in a year. The entire area of the sky is divided into two halves, each representing an ayana, the course traveled by the sun within a period of 6 months. The sun travels sometimes slowly, sometimes swiftly, and sometimes at a moderate speed. In this way, it travels within 3 months, consisting of the heavenly planets, earthly planets, and outer space. These orbits are referred to by great learned scholars by the names Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara. The moon is situated 100,000 yojanas above the rays of the sunshine. Day and night on the heavenly planets and Prithvi Loka are calculated according to its waning and waxing. Above the moon, by a distance of 200,000 yojanas, are some stars, and above these stars is Shukra Graha, Venus, whose influence is always auspicious for the inhabitants of the entire universe. Above Shukra Graha, by 200,000 yojanas, is Buddha Graha, Mercury, whose influence is sometimes auspicious and sometimes inauspicious. Next, above Buddha Graha by 200,000 yojanas is Angaraka, Mars, which is almost always an unfavorable influence. Above Angaraka by another 200,000 yojanas is the planet called Brihaspati Graha, Jupiter, which is always very favorable for qualified brahmanas. Above Brihaspati Graha is the planet Sanaischara, Saturn, which is very auspicious, and above Saturn is a group of seven stars occupied by great saintly persons who are always thinking of the welfare of the entire universe. These seven stars circumambulate Dhruvaloka, which is the residence of Lord Vishnu within this universe. Text 1. Raja Uvacha, yad etad bhagavata edisyasya merum dhruvam cha pradakshinena parikramato rasinam abhimukham prachalitam chapradakshinam bhagavata to parvarnitam amusya vayam katam anumimim matiti. Synonyms. Raju Vacha, the king, Maharsh Prikshit, inquired, yet which, etat, this, bhagavata of the most powerful Adis Yasya, of the sun, Surya Narayan, Merum, the mountain known as Sumeru, Dhruvamcha, as well as the planet known as Dhruvaloka, Pradakshinena, by placing on the right, Parikramata, which is going around Rasinam, the different signs of the zodiac, Abhimukham, facing toward, Prachalitam moving, Cha, and Apradakshinam placing on the left, Bhagavatam, by your lordship, Aparvartnitam described, Amusya of that, Vayam we, the hearer, Katam, how, Anumimim mahi, it can accept it by argument and inference, et thus. Translation, King Parikshit inquired from Shukadev Goswami, my dear lord, you've already affirmed the truth that the supremely powerful sun god travels around Dhruvaloka with both Dhruvaloka and Mount Sumeru on his right. Yet at the same time, the sun god faces the signs of the zodiac and keeps Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on his left. How can we reasonably accept that the sun god proceeds with Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on both his left and right simultaneously? Text 2. Yata kulala chikrena brahmata saha brahmatam tad ashrayanam pipilikadinam gatir anyaiva pradesantarev vapi apalabhyaman natvad evam nakshatra rasivir upalaksitena kala chakrena dhruvamerum cha pradakshinena paridva vata saha paridava mananam tad ashrayanam suryadinam grahanam gata anaiva saktra chantare rasa antare chopala vyamanatvat. Synonyms, sa Shukadev Goswami ha, very clearly Uvacha answered, yata, just as Kulaha Chakrena, a potter's wheel, Brahmata turning around, Saha with Brahmatam of those turning around, Tat Ashrayanam being located on that wheel, Pipala Adinam of small ants, Gati the motion, Anya, other, Eva certainly, Pradeshu Antareshu in different locations, Api also, Uplabhyai Manatvat due to being experienced, Evam similarly, Nakshatra Rasibi, by the stars and signs, Upalakshitena, being seen, Chakala Chakrena, with the great wheel of time, Dhruvam, the star known as Dhruvaloka, Merum, the mountain known as Sumeru, Cha, and Pradakshinena, on the right, Paridavata, going around, Saha, with Paridava Mananam, of those going around, Tat Ashrayanam, whose shelter is that wheel of time, Surya Adinam, headed by the sun, Grahanam of the planets, Gati, the motion, Anya, other, Eva, certainly, Nakshatra Antare, of in different stars, Rasi Antare, of different in different signs, Cha, and Upalabhyamanatvat, due to being observed. Translation, Sri Shukadev Goswami clearly answered, when a potter's wheel is moving and small ants located on that big wheel are moving with it, one can see that their motion is different from that of the wheel because they appear sometimes on one part of the wheel and sometimes on another. Similarly, the signs and constellations with Sumeru and Dhruvaloka on their right move with the wheel of time, and the ant-like sun and other planets move with them. The sun and planets, however, are seen in different signs and constellations at different times. This indicates that their motion is different from that of the zodiac and the wheel of time itself. Text 3. Saesha Bhagavan Adi Purusha Eva Sakshan Narayano Lokan Svatasya Atmanam Trai Mayam Karma Visuddhi Nipit Nimitam Kavibir Api Eva Svidena Vignasyamano Dvadasada Vibhajya Satu or Satsu Vatsan Tadvisu Ritushu Rato Pajosam Ritu Guna Vidadati. Synonyms. Sa, that, Esha, this, Bhagavan, the supremely powerful, Adi Purusha, the original person, Eva, certainly, Shaksha directly, Narayana, the supreme personality of Godhead, Narayan, Lokanam, all the planets, Svatyase, for the benefit, Atmanam himself, Trayamayam, consisting of the three Vedas, Samar, Yagar, and Bridge. Karma Visuddhi, the purification of fruitive activities, nimittam, the cause, kavibhi, by the great saintly persons, api, also, cha, and videna, by Vedic knowledge, vijnasyamana, being inquired about, dvadasada, in 12 divisions, vibhajya, dividing, satsu, in 6, vasanta adishu, headed by spring, ritushu, seasons, yata, upajosam, according to the enjoyment of their past activities, ritugunam, the qualities of the different seasons, vidadati, he arranges. Translation. The original cause of the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. When great saintly persons, fully aware of the Vedic knowledge, offer prayers to the Supreme Person, he descended to this material world in the form of the sun to benefit all the planets and purify activities. He divided himself into 12 parts and created seasonal forms beginning with spring. In this way, he created the seasonal qualities, such as heat, cold, and so on. Text 4. Tam etam iha purushas traya vidyaya varna shramachara nupata ucha vachai karmabir anmatar yoga vitanais cha shradhaya janato yajanto Atnajasa Shreya Samadigacha Chanti. Synonyms. Tam, him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Etam, this. Iha, this world of immortality. Purusha, all people. Traya, having 3 divisions. Vidyaya, by the Vedic knowledge. Varna Ashram Archara, the practices of the Varnashram system. Anupata, following. Ucha Avachai, higher or lower according to the different positions in the Varnashram Dharma. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. Karma B, by their respective activities. Amnatai, handed down. Yoga Vitanai, by meditation and other yogic processes. Cha and Shradaya, with great faith. Yajanta, worshipping. Anjasa, without difficulty. Shreya, for the ultimate benefit of life. Samadigajanti, they attain. Translation. According to the system of the 4 Varnash and 4 Ashrams, people generally worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, who is situated as the sun god. With great faith, they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supersoul. According to ritualistic ceremonies handed down in the 3 Vedas, such as Agnihotra and similar higher and lower fruitive acts, and according to the process of mystic yoga. In this way, they very easily attain the ultimate goal of life. Text 5. Atasha esha atma lokanam dvav apritivyor antarena nabho balayasya kala chakra gato dvadasa masan bunkte rasi samgyan sambatsara vayavan masa pakshva dvayam diva naktam cheti sapa darksha Dvayam upadisanti yavata sastam asam bunjita savai ritur iti upadisyati sambatsara vayadava. Synonyms. Ata, therefore, sahi, isha, this, atma, the living force, lokanam of all the 3 worlds, dva a prativyo, antarena, between the upper and lower portions of the universe, naba valayasya, of outer space, Kala Chakra Gata, positioned in the wheel of time, the Vadasa Masan, 12 months, Bunkte, passes, Rasi Samgan, named after the zodiac signs, Sambatsara Avayavan, the parts of the whole year, Masa, 1 month, Paksha Dvayam, 2 fortnights, Diva, and day, Naktam Cha, and a night, Iti, thus, Sapada Riksham Dvayam, by stellar calculations, 2 1/4 constellations. Upadashanti, they instruct Yavata as by as much time, Sashtamamsam, 1/6 of his orbit, Bunjitas, past, Sa, that portion by, indeed, Ritu, a season, iti, thus, Upadashyati is instructed, Sambatsara Avayava, a part of year. Translation. The sun god who is Narayan or Vishnu, the soul of all the worlds, is situated in outer space between the upper and lower portions of the universe. Passing through 12 months on the wheel of time, the sun comes in touch with 12 different signs of the zodiac and assumes 12 different names according to those signs. The aggregate of those 12 months is called Samvatsara, or an entire year. According to lunar calculations, two fortnights, one of the waxing moon and another of the waning, form 1 month. That same period is one day and night for the planet Pitriloka. According to stellar calculations, a month equals 2 1/4 constellations. When the sun travels for 2 months, a season passes, and therefore the seasonal changes are considered parts of the body of the year. Text 6. Atacha yavatardena nabo vityam pracharati tam kalam anayam ayanam achaksyate. Synonyms. Ata, now, cha, also, yavata, by as long as, ardena, half, naba vityam, in outer space, pracharati, the sun, moves, tam, that, kalam, time, ayanam, ayana, achaksate, it is said. Translation. Thus, the time the sun takes to rotate through half of outer space is called an ayana, or its period of movement, in the north or in the south. Text 7. Ata cha yavan nabo mandalam sahadvab apritivyor mandalabhyam kartasyena sahabunjita tam kalam sambatsaram parivatsaram idavatsaram anuvatsaram satvatsaram itibanor madhya saigriya sama gatibir samamantnanti. Synonyms. Ata, now, cha, also, yavat, as long as, naba mandalam, outer space between the upper and lower world, saha, along with divyo, the upper of the upper world, apritivyo, of the lower world, mandalabhyam, of the spheres, kartsinyena, entirely, sahi, ha, indeed, bunjita, may pass through, tam, that, kalam, time, sambatsaram, sambatsara, parivatsaram, parivatsara, idvatsaram, idivatsaram, anuvatsaram, anuvatsara, vatsaram, vatsara, iti thus, bano of the sun, madhya slow, shagriya, speedy, sama and equal, gatibi by the speeds, samamantnanti, experienced, learned scholars describe. Translation. The sun god has three speeds, fast, slow, fast, and moderate. The time he takes to travel entirely around the spheres of heaven, earth, and space at these three speeds is referred to by learned scholars as the five names Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara. Purport. According to solar astronomical calculations, each year extends 6 days beyond the calendar year, and according to lunar calculations, each year is 6 days shorter. Therefore, because of the movements of the sun and moon, there is a difference of 12 days between the solar and lunar years. As the Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Idavatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara pass by, two extra months are added within each 5 years. This makes a sixth Samvatsara, but because that Samvatsara is extra, the solar system is calculated according to the above five names. Text 6. Evam chandrama arksha garbastibya aparitstal laksha yojanata upalabhyamano rikshya samvatsara buktim paksabhyam masa buktim sapadark sabhyam dine naiva paksha buktim agrachari dutara Tara gamano bunkte. Synonyms. Evam, thus, chandrama, the moon, arka gastastibi bya, from the rays of the sunshine, apirastat, above, laksha yojanata, by the measurement of 100,000 yojanas, upalabhyamana, being situated, arkashya, of the sun globe, samvatsara buktim, the passage of 1 year of enjoyment, Pakshabhyam, two fortnights, Masha Buktim, the passage of 1 month, Sapada Rishakbhyam, 2 1/4 days, Dina, Dinena, by a day, Eva only, Paksha Buktim, the passage of a fortnight, Agrachari, moving impetuously, Drutakara, Tara, Gamana, passing more speedily, Bunkti passes through. Translation. above the rays of the sunshine by a distance of 100,000 yojanas, 800,000 miles, is the moon, which travels at a speed faster than that of the sun. In two lunar fornights, the moon travels through the equivalent of a samvatsara of the sun, and 2.25 days it passes through the month of the sun, and 1 day it passes through a fortnight of the sun. Purport. When we take into account that the moon is 100,000 yojanas or 800,000 miles above the rays of the sunshine, it is very surprising that the modern excursions to the moon could be possible. Since the moon is so distant, how space vehicles could go there is a doubtful mystery. Modern scientific calculations are subject to change one after another, and therefore they are uncertain. We have to accept the calculations of the Vedic literature. These Vedic calculations are steady. The astronomical calculations made long ago and recorded in the Vedic literature are correct even now. Whether the Vedic calculations or the modern ones are better may remain a mystery for others, but as far as we are concerned, we accept the Vedic calculations to be correct. Text 9. Ata chapur yamanabis cha kalibir amaranam kshamanabis cha kalibi pritinam ahoratrani purva paksha para pakshabhyam vitanvana sarva jiva nivana nivaha prano jivas chaikam ekam nakshatram trimsata muhurtar bunkte. Synonyms. Arta thus cha also apuryamana bi gradually increasing cha and kalabi by the parts of the moon amaranam of the demigods shyamanabi by gradually decreasing cha and kalibi by parts of the moon pritrinam on of those on the planet known as Pritri Loka, Aharatrani, the days and nights, Purva Paksha Para, Pakshabhyam, by the period of waxing and waning, Vitanvana, distributing Sarva Jiva Nivaha, of the total living entities, Prana, the life, Jiva, the chief living beings, Cha and, or also, Ekam Ekam, one after another, Nakshatram, a constellation of stars, Trimsata by 30, Muhurtai, Muhurtas, Bunkte, passes through. Translation. When the moon is waxing, the illuminating portions of it increase daily, thus creating day for the demigods and night for the pitas. When the moon is waning, however, it causes night for the demigods and day for the pitas. In this way, the moon passes through each constellation of stars in 30 muhurtas an entire day. The moon is the source of nectarian coolness that influences the growth of food grains, and therefore the moon god is considered the life of all living entities. He is constantly called Jiva, the chief living being within the universe. Text 10. Ya esha sodasa kalapurusho bhagavan mano maya rina mayo mritamayo deva pitri manusya bhuta pashu pakshi sarishpa virudam pranapi anaya silastvat sarvamaya iti varna yanti. Synonyms. Yet that, Asha, this, Sodasha Kala, having all 16 parts, the full moon, Purusha, the person, Bhagavan, having great power, received from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Manamaya, the predominating deity of the mind, Anamaya, the source of potency for food grains, Amritamaya, the source of the substance of life, Deva, all of all the demigods, Pritri, all of all the inhabitants of Pritri Loka, Manusya, all human beings, Bhuta, all living entities, Pashu, of the animals, Pakshi, of the birds, Sarishpra, of the reptiles, Virudam, of all kinds of herbs and plants, Prana, life air, Api, certainly, and Ayana, Silatvat, due to refreshing, Sarvamaya, all-pervading, Iti, thus, Varnyati, learned scholars describe. Translation, because the moon is full of all potentialities, it represents the influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The moon is the predominating deity of everyone's mind, and therefore the moon god is called Manomaya. He is also called Anamaya because he gives potency to all herbs and plants, and he is called Amritamaya because he is the source of life for all living entities. The moon pleases the demigods, pitas, human beings, animals, birds, reptiles, trees, plants, and all other living entities. Everyone is satisfied by the presence of the moon. Therefore, the moon is also called Sarvamaya, all-pervading. Text 11. tata aparistad dvilaksha yojanato nakshatrani merum dakshine naiva kalanaya ishvara yojitani saha bijitasta vimsati. Synonyms: tata, from that region of the moon, aparistat, above, dvi laksha yojanata, 200,000 yojanas, nakshatrani, many stars, merum, Sumeru mountain, dakshineva, to the right, kala aryane, in the wheel of time, ishvara yojitani, attached by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with tsaha, with abhijita, the star known as abhijit, astavimsati, 28. Translation: there are many stars located 200,000 yojanas, 1,600,000 miles above the moon. By the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are fixed on the wheel of time, and thus they rotate with Mount Sumeru on their right, their motion being different from that of the sun. There are 28 important stars headed by Abhijit. Purport: the stars referred to herein are 1,600,000 miles above the sun, and thus they are 4,000,000 miles above the earth. Text 12. Tata uparistad usana dvi laksha yojanata upalabhyate purita paschat sadhaiva varkasya sagriya mandya sambhyabir gatibir akravach charati lokanam nityadanu kula eva prayena vasam varsayams charenanu miyate sa vrishti vistamba graho pasamana. Synonyms: tata, that from that bunch of stars, uparistat, above, usana, Venus, dvi laksha yojanata, 200,000 yojanas, 1,600,000 miles, upalabhyate, is experienced, purata, in front, paschat, behind, saha, along with, eva, indeed, va, and arkashya, of the sun, shigriya, speedy, mandya, slow, samyabi, equal, gatibi, the movements, arkavat, exactly like the sun, charati, rotates, lokanam, of all the planets within the universe, nityada, constantly, anukula, offering favorable conditions, eva, indeed, prayena, almost always, varshayan, causing rainfall, charena, by infusing the clouds, anumite, is perceived, sahi, Venus, vrishti vishtamba, obstacles to rainfall, graha, upasamana, nullifying planets. Translation: some 1,600,000 miles above this group of stars is the planet Venus, which moves at almost exactly the same pace as the sun, according to swift, slow, and moderate movements. Sometimes Venus moves behind the sun, sometimes in front of the sun, and sometimes along with it. Venus nullifies the influence of planets. There are obstacles to rainfall. Consequently, its presence causes rainfall, and it is therefore considered very favorable for all living beings within this universe. This has been accepted by learned scholars. Text 13. Ushanasa budho vyaktayatas tatra uparistad dvi laksha yojananto nato buddha soma sutta upalabhyamana prayena subdakrid yadar kad vyatiricheta tadativa tabra prayanavristi adi abhayam amasate asamsate. Synonyms: ushanasa, with Venus, Buddha, Mercury, vyakyata, explained, tata, from that, Venus, uparistat, above, dvi laksha yojanata, 1,600,000 miles, Buddha, Mercury, somasuta, the son of the moon, upalabhyamana, is situated, prayana, almost always, subdakrit, very auspicious to the inhabitants of the universe, yada, when arkat, from the sun, vyatiri cheta, is separated, tada, at that time, ativata, of cyclones and other bad effects, abra, clouds, praya, almost always, anavristi adi, such as scarcity of rain, baya, fearful conditions, asamsate expands. Translation. Mercury is described to be similar to Venus in that it sometimes moves behind the sun, sometimes in front of the sun, and sometimes along with it. It is 1,600,000 miles above Venus, or 7,200,000 miles above the Earth. Mercury, which is the sun of the moon, is almost always very auspicious for the inhabitants of the universe, but when it does not move along with the sun, it forebodes cyclones, dust, irregular rainfall, and waterless clouds. In this way, it creates fearful conditions due to an inadequate or excessive rainfall. Text 14. Ata urvam angarako pi yojana laksha dvitaya upala vyamanas tribi tribi pakshar ekai kaso rasin dvanda sanubunkte yadina vakrena bivavartate prasene ya prayena subha graho ga samsa. Synonyms. Ata, from this, urdvam, above, angaraka, Mars, api, also, yojana laksha dvyate, at a distance of 1,600,000 miles, apalabhayam is situated, tribi tribi, with each three and three, pakshai, fortnights, eka ekasa, one after another, rasin, the signs, Dvadasa 12, Anubhunkte, passes through, yadi if, na, not, vakrena, with a curve, abhivartate, approaches, prayena, almost always, asubhagraha, an unfavorable and auspicious planet, agra samsa, creating trouble. It's a translation. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Mercury, or 8,800,000 miles above Earth, is the planet Mars. If this planet does not travel in a crooked way, it crosses through each sign of the zodiac in three fortnights, and in this way travels through all 12, one after another. It almost always reaches unfavorable conditions. It always creates unfavorable conditions in respect to rainfall and other influences. Text 15. Tata aparistad dvi laksha yojanantara gata bhagavan brihaspatir ekais kasam raso parivatsaram parivatsaram charadi yadi navakra syat prayena nukikulo brahmana kulasya. Synonyms. Tata, that, Mars, Uparistat, above, Dvi Laksha Yojana Antaragata, situated at a distance of 1,600,000 miles, Bhagavan, the most powerful planet, Brihaspate, Jupiter, Eka Ekasmin, and one after another, Rasau, sign, Parivatsaram Parivatsaram, the power for the period of Parivatsa, Acharati, moves, Yadi, if, na, not, Vakra, curved, Syat becomes prayena, almost always, anukula, very favorable, brahmana kulasya, to the brahmanas of the universe. Translation. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Mars, or 10,400,000 miles above Earth, is the planet Jupiter, which travels through this one sign of the zodiac within the period of parivatsara. If its movement is not curved, the planet Jupiter is very favorable to the brahmanas of the universe. Text 16. Tat oparistad yojana laksha dvayat pratiyamana sanaischara akakasmin raso trimson yasman vibalam vilambana sarvan evanu pareti tavadbir anu vartsarai prayena hi sarvesham asantikara. Synonyms. Tata, that, Jupiter, aparistat, above, yojana laksha dvayat, by a distance of 1,600,000 miles, parityamana, is situated, sanshaischara, the planet Saturn, ekasmin, in one after another, raso of zodiac signs, trimsat masam, for a period of 30 months in each, vilambamana, lingering, Sarvan, all 12 signs of the zodiac. Ava, certainly. Anu Pareti passes through Tavabi by so many. Anu Vatsarai, Anu Vatsara's Praena, almost always he, indeed. Sarvesham, to all the inhabitants. Asantikara, very troublesome. Translation. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Jupiter, or 12 million miles above the Earth, is the planet Saturn, which passes through one sign of the zodiac in 30 months and covers the entire zodiac circle in 30 Anuvatsaras. This planet is always very inauspicious for the universal situation. Text 17. Tad Uttaras Mad Rishaya Ekadas Lakshaya or Laksha Yojanantara Upalabhyante Yaeva Lokanam Sam Anu Bhyavayanto Bhagavato Vishnur Yat Paramam Padam Pradakshinam Prakamanti. Synonyms. Tata, the planet Saturn, Uttarasmat, above. Rishaya, great saintly sages, Ekadasa Laksha Yojana Antare, at a distance of 1,100,000 yojanas, Upalabhyante, are situated, yea, all of them, Eva indeed, Lokanam, for all the inhabitants of the universe, some good fortune. Anubhavayanta, always thinking of Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Yat, which Paramam Padam, the Supreme Abode, Pradakshinam, is placing on the right, Prakamanti, circumambulate. Translation. Situated 8,800,000 miles above Saturn, or 20,800,000 miles above Earth, are the seven saintly sages who are always thinking of the well-being of the inhabitants of the universe. They circumambulate the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu, known as Dhruvaloka, the pole star. Purport. Srila Madhvacharya quotes the following verse from the Brahmanda Purana. Yanandan datmano Vishnu Sushumara vapusyata Urdva muk lokeshu sa vyapta Aditya yas tad ashrita. Lord Vishnu, who is the source of knowledge and transcendental bliss, has assumed the form of Shishumara in the seventh heaven, which is situated in the topmost level of the universe. All the other planets, beginning with the sun, exist under the shelter of this Shishumara planetary system. End quote. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, 22nd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Orbit of the Planets, end quote.